Mr. Deepinder Singh Hooda. Thank you very much, Mr. Hooda, for joining us. You've been helping a lot of people. We keep seeing your tweets, like other politicians also. But, you know, I want to ask you this question. Straight up, do you feel that the political fraternity in this country has failed the people, failed the republic in this crisis?
See, right now, I'll say two things. First, the country is in crisis. It's probably one of the biggest crises that our generation is going to see, and perhaps one of the biggest crises post-independence. So this is not the appropriate time to start doing a lot of politics and politicking and settling scores, etc. At the same time, the situation is what it is. And as citizens of this country, as political leaders, it is our duty to bring out the factual situation, which is shortage of beds, medicines, oxygen, whatnot. Who is responsible? Who is the government of the day or not? All those things, those scores can be settled later on. Right now, it is a responsibility of everyone to help as many people as possible. Yes, the system, like they say, is not failed us, it's exposed yet again. The system is exposed. Yes, there needs to be, and another thing that I want to say upfront. You know, you said, you know, this is, you're setting the score. There's a little bit of panic. On that also, I would say, because we've been working with the people at the grassroots level, there needs to be two approaches. People should not be panicking, because people should understand most of the people would not need hospitalization, and those who do, we are all helping each other and will, you know, somehow provide relief, all of us, to each other, etc. People should not panic, but the system should panic, and rightly so. The system should panic, because it is one thing to be dying of COVID, but it is another thing to be dying of
lack of oxygen,
shortage of oxygen and shortage of medicine. My father and mother are in hospital, a lot of my relatives are in hospital, and if doctor prescribes a certain medicine to them, and I'm sure that's the case with most of our countrymen today, and you are unable to find that medicine, you are unable to find that level of oxygen support for them, that, you know, the blame needs to be put somewhere. But like I said, it is very easy for me. I'm in opposition. I can blame the government, this, that. That's not the approach that we should be taking at the moment. At the moment, let's all come together, help as many people as we can. And, you know, we are a great nation. We are a great civilization. This is a big challenge for us. It's a big crisis moment for us. So we all need to come together.
Mr. Hooda, do you feel also on that front of coming together and fighting together, we are also facing a problem? I mean, this sort of disaster management, which should happen with everyone on board, has become a disaster in itself. And I'm not just blaming the government here, because, you know, you say that there should be no politics, but a lot of these comments are made by many opposition leaders.
No, I agree with you. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I appeal to both our political supporters and political adversaries to not waste time in, you know, the political blame game right now. And I see that on my Twitter timeline. I see that on my social media support. See, we have started a team. We are helping people. But there are a lot of people who are just either busy even now trolling, and there are other people, my supporters, who are busy answering those trolls. That just creates a disturbance for us while we are trying to service people. So from that to the national debate that you're talking about, this unnecessary noise, I think, needs to be reduced. It has to be about positive solutions. What I've tried to do in my state, for example, I've tried to suggest certain things based on my experience to my state government. And I've been urging my state government to follow certain measures. So I think that's the approach that needs to be taken. But I agree with your point. I take your point.
No, even in the government, the Congress party basically says that the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, gave suggestions with the intention of giving suggestions, but the government shot them down and also launched a massive attack on the former
Prime
Minister.
That's really unfortunate. That's why I'm saying there is difference. One is a blame game, that you are wrong, you have done this. It is because of you that we are in this situation. The other is suggestions to solve that problem. For example, Dr. Manmohan Singh ji gave those suggestions. We gave certain suggestions in Haryana, where we said there is shortage of beds, oxygen, medicine, etc., and certain things need to be done. For example, one of the suggestions that I've been talking to my state about is setting up of a district level war room, headed by the district commissioner, DM, CMO, the chief medical officer, and other officers from all the departments, a war room which monitors the distribution of oxygen, medicine, and beds, ICU ventilators, a war room that has a simple helpline number that any patient and their family members can call. And they can get, first of all, the medical advice to begin with. And then from that same number, if they need a bed, they can get information about bed, medicine, and oxygen. So in a very transparent manner. For example, this is something that I saw in the news today that Kerala is moving towards. Now, that's a government that we are fighting against politically. But if they've done something, they're setting up the district level war rooms and with certain success, you know, that needs to be replicated across the country without saying that that's Kerala government. Now, what is happening in my state, unfortunately, and I didn't want to get into this, is when we, like I said, it is one thing to blame, but other thing to provide reality check that, yes, there's a shortage. When we say there is shortage, the political leaders of our state say that, you know, there is no shortage at all and this is all politics. So that's that, you know, they need to shed that thing. They need to, there needs to be a reality
check. Admit that there is a problem first.
Reality and take positive suggestions in that spirit to solve it. That's the problem that we are facing right now.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Hooda, thank you very much for joining us. Let's just hope that we are out of this mess as soon as possible. Thank you very much for joining us.